Jesus, we pray, Lord, that indeed you would keep us near to the cross.
耶稣，我们求你让我们能够时时的进来进十字架。
That you would draw us near to the cross this morning as we meet together.
让我们聚集在一起的时候，你也让我们来进你的十字架。
For there lies all of our glory.
因为在那里有我们一切的荣耀。
There lies everything we will boast about.
在那里有我们一切所可以夸耀的。
Everything we are proud of.
所有我们可以值得夸耀的地方。
Because on the cross, Jesus, the Son of God, paid for our sins.
因为在十字架上，神的爱子为我们偿还了所有的罪债。
And everything we have and everything we inherit from God comes from the cross.
我们所有的，我们所从神来的基业，都是在十字架上。
So we glory in your cross, Lord Jesus.
在十字架上有何等的荣耀。
And we pray that as we come to your word now, that you would draw us even closer to you.
我们求你，当我们来到你的话语前的时候，让我们更加的来靠近你。
That you would speak to us words of truth and power.
让你话语的真理和大能来向我们说话。
That give glory to your Son.
把荣耀归给你的爱子。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, a happy Palm Sunday to you all.
我祝大家棕榈日主日快乐。
That means next Sunday is Easter.
也就是说，下一个主日是复活节。
Easter, of course, is the most important day for any Christian.
当然，复活节对任何一个基督徒来说都是一个重要的日子。
Despite what some may say, Easter has never had any pagan roots.
尽管有些人会有这样那样的意见，但是复活节本身没有任何异教的根源。
Christians have celebrated Easter since the original Easter, when Jesus rose from the dead.
基督徒从耶稣死里复活的那一天起，就开始庆祝这个复活节的节日。
In fact, Easter was so important to the early church that they switched their day of worship to center around this Easter day.
事实上，复活节对早期的教会如此的重要，他们把敬拜的日子改到了周日主日。
I'm sure we all know that the Jewish people celebrate their Sabbath on Saturday.
我想大家都知道，犹太人他们所尊崇的所遵行的那个安息日是周六是周五晚上到周六晚上的安息日。
Then if we are kind of spiritual successors, if you may, to Judaism. Why don't we worship on Saturday?
所以，如果从某个意义上来说，我们是属灵上在从犹太信仰的传承的话，我们为什么不在安息日来庆祝这个来作为一个崇拜的日子呢？
It's because Sunday was when Jesus rose from the dead.
因为周日是耶稣从死里复活的日子。
And so the early church reorganized the whole weekly worship calendar around this event.
所以早期的教会把每周的敬拜的这个日历改了过来。
As we have just sang, all our glory is in the cross of Christ.
像我们刚刚唱的，我们所有的夸耀都在主耶稣和他的十字架的时候。
And so it makes sense that the Good Friday and Easter weekend would be the most important time for a Christian.
所以我们说耶稣受难日和复活节是我们每一个基督徒最重要的一个节日。
In fact, I would go so far as to say if you were forced to only celebrate one holiday a year, Christians should celebrate Easter.
所以我甚至要说，如果你只能够庆祝一个节日的话，那我们基督徒只应该庆祝复活节。
So of course, if next Sunday is Easter, that means today is Palm Sunday.
所以下个 主日是复活节，那么今天就是棕榈主日，棕榈日。
It's the day that commemorates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
这是那个纪念耶稣胜利进入耶路撒冷的日子。
As Jesus comes to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover.
当就是耶稣来到耶路撒冷来庆祝逾越节。
And we know that in about a week's time, Jesus himself will become the Passover lamb.
所以我们知道在就是在那之后的一周，耶稣基督就自己成为了逾越节的羔羊。
And as a crowd of disciples welcome Jesus as king, so too on Palm Sunday, so too Palm Sunday reminds us and prepares us to welcome Jesus, on Easter.
所以当众门徒在那一天聚集在一起啊，欢迎啊作为君王的这个耶稣，那么棕树节或者棕榈日也在提醒啊，并预备我们来迎接耶稣。
This very Jesus, whom the Bible says for the glory set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame.
所以耶稣就因着摆在他面前的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架。
And as we sing in the hymns, inaugurated his kingdom that will never end.
因为就像我们诗歌唱的，因为人类的罪在耶稣为人类的罪在十字架上受死啊，所以他也就开创了那个永不终止的这个国度。
So this morning we're going to be preparing for the glory that is Easter next week by looking at the account of Jesus coming into Jerusalem.
所以今天早上啊，让我们一起来通过回顾耶稣胜利进入耶路撒冷的在圣经上的记载啊，来为我们这个复活节的荣耀做准备。
And although it is in many of the Gospels, we're just going to be looking this morning at the account in Luke.
福音书里面有很多的记载，我们今天早上看的是路加福音。
Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 28.
路加福音第十九章，从二十八节开始。
Luke 19:28.
路加福音十九章第二十八节。
And when he had said these things, he went ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去。
When he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two disciples.
将近伯法奇和伯大尼在一座名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说。
Saying, go into the village in front of you, well, where on entering you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here.
你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。
If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, you shall say this.The Lord has need of it.
若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。
So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them.
打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。
And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?"
他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说，解驴驹做什么？
And they said, "The Lord has need of it."
他们说主要用它。
And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it.
他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。
And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road.
走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。
And as he was drawing near, already on the way down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen.
将近耶路撒冷正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美神。
Saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
说奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples.
众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说，夫子责备你的门徒吧。
He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.
耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。
Saying, would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes.
说巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side.
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，为周围环绕你，四面困住你。
And tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation.
并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Then he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold.
耶稣进了殿，赶出里头做买卖的人。
Saying to them, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers.
对他们说，经上说，我的殿必作祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him.
耶稣天天在殿里教训人，祭司长和文士与百姓的尊长都想要杀他。
But they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words.
但寻不出法子来，因为百姓都侧耳听他。
This passage gives us some things to keep in mind as we prepare to celebrate Easter.
这段经文提供了我们在庆祝复活节的时候一些要牢记的事情。
And it does this by means of contrast.
它是通过一种对比的方法来向我们展现的。
And so we're going to look at three contrasts this morning.
所以我们今天早上要来看三种不同的对比。
The first we see in verses 37 to 40.
第一处是在第37到40节。
And that is the joyfulness of the crowd versus the joylessness of the Jewish leaders.
这里我们看到众人的欢乐和犹太领袖缺少欢乐。
We could tell by the reading of the scripture that the disciples they responded to Jesus with joy.
我们在读经文的时候，我们看到众门徒的反应是喜乐。
Now I have heard people say that it is the fickleness of mankind that the crowd that rejoices when Jesus comes into Jerusalem is the same one that is shouting crucify him at the cross.
我们可能听过这样的说法，就是同一群这样在耶稣进入耶路撒冷的人欢呼喜乐的时候，也是后来那些一起要喊着把耶稣钉在十字架上的那一群人。
But Luke specifically mentions that this crowd that's welcoming Jesus is his disciples.
但是路加在这里所记述的这群在喜乐中欢迎耶稣进入耶路撒冷的是他的门徒。
Of course, not just the 12 disciples.
当然不只是那十二个门徒。
But all the people that had begun to gather around Jesus.
而是那些所有开始在耶稣周围聚集起来的人。
All the people that had seen Jesus' miracles.
这些所有在看到耶稣的大能和神迹的那些人。
All those people that he had a relationship with.
所有那些跟耶稣都有建立关系的人。
They're following Jesus into Jerusalem because they know this is going to be a pivotal moment.
他们跟着耶稣进入耶路撒冷，因为他们知道这是一个重大的时刻。
The way Jesus enters is like a prophesied king.
耶稣进入耶路撒冷是像一位会说预言的君王。
And Luke specifically mentions that they praise God for all that he has done.
路加在这里特别说他们赞美神，因为是他所做的一切。
And they wave the palm branches, which is a sign of joy and rejoicing.
他们挥舞着棕树枝这代表着一种喜乐。
And that's where we get the name Palm Sunday from.
所以我们也就是棕树节或者棕榈主日的名字的来源。
But of course, you can see in the passage that joy is not how everyone responds to Jesus.
当然，你在这一段也看到，并不是所有的人都以喜乐来回应这个事件。
The response of the Jewish leaders, is that of cold decorum.
而犹太人领袖的态度啊，是一种啊冷若冰霜的这个态度。
I was reminded as I was reading through this passage of a church that I visited once.
在我读这段经文的时候啊，我想到了我曾经访问过的一间教会。
And the church was, you know, a very, I guess, a very strict, very solemn church.
啊，可能这个教会我访问过的是可能是一间比较。严肃的一个严格的教会。
But they were making some progress, and they just started up a Sunday service for the youth.
他们在主日青少年崇拜的时候有了一些进展。
And so they had the service for the youth, and the leaders were sitting in the service to see what it was like.
他们教会的领袖就在青少年的这个主日崇拜当中就坐，看他们是怎样敬拜的。
And I guess everything was going well until during the worship, the youth started clapping.
一切都看上去很好直到这些年轻人在聚会当中开始拍手。
And one of the leaders, was so shocked.
当中的一个领袖是如此的震惊。
That he ran out of the service.
他从聚会当中就走了出来。
To call an emergency meeting.
他召开了一个紧急会议。
Now we may find this leader's reaction humorous.
我们可能觉得这位领袖的这个反应很滑稽很幽默。
Or maybe like him, we might find clapping during worship offensive.
可能我们觉得在敬拜的时候鼓掌拍手是觉得有点反感被冒犯。
But the Bible itself gives us a closer parallel in the Old Testament.
但是我们在圣经里面可能会找到有一个更近似的这个对应的例子。
And that story is from 2 Samuel chapter 6.
那个例子是在撒母耳记下第六章。
And this is the account of when David brought the Ark of the Lord into Jerusalem.
这里记载着大卫把约柜运到耶路撒冷的一段故事。
And they had a rough time because when on their way to Jerusalem their first time, someone touched the cart because the cart.Looked like it was going to topple over, and they touched the cart. They touched the ark to steady it, and God struck them down dead.
他们在把约柜运往耶路撒冷的途中碰到了一些困难有人看到这个约柜可能会从牲口上面掉下来他们就碰了一个这个约柜，然后被神所击杀。
And David was too scared to bring the ark of the Lord into Jerusalem.
所以大卫很害怕把约柜直接运进耶路撒冷。
And he just put the ark at someone's house along the way.
所以他就把约柜放在别人的在中途放在别人的家里。
Can you imagine if the ark of the Lord just killed someone and then the king comes by your house and just take care of this for a little bit?
你能想象吗？在运约柜的途中，有人告诉你，因为在运输的途中，神把人击杀了，然后大卫告诉你，我把这个约柜放在你家里。
But David heard that because of the ark of the Lord was there, God was blessing that person's household.
但是大卫却说因为这是约柜是神的同在，神要祝福那个约柜所存放的那家人的家里。
And so David went and he brought the Ark of the Lord into Jerusalem.
所以大卫就把这个约柜要运到耶路撒冷。
With great celebration.
路上有盛大的庆祝。
With plentiful sacrifices.
有很多的献祭。
And so we pick up the story in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16.
所以我们从撒母耳记下第六章第十六节开始。
As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
耶和华的约柜进了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看，见大卫在耶和华面前踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。
And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord.
众人将耶和华的约柜请进去，安放在所预备的地方，就是在大卫所搭的帐幕里。大卫在耶和华面前献燔祭和平安祭。
And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts.
大卫献完了燔祭和平安祭，就奉万军之耶和华的名给民祝福。
And distributed among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins to each one. Then all the people departed, each to his house.
并且分给以色列众人，无论男女，每人一个饼，一块肉，一个葡萄饼，众人就各回家去了。
And David returned to bless his household, but Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants, and as one of the vulgar fellows shamelessly uncovers himself.
大卫回家要给眷属祝福，扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他，说：以色列王今日在城濮的婢女眼前露体，如同一个轻贱人无耻露体一样，有好大的荣耀啊！
And David said to Michal, It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord, and I will celebrate before the Lord.
大卫对米甲说：这是在耶和华面前，耶和华已拣选我，废了你父和你父的全家，立我做耶和华民以色列的君，所以我必在耶和华面前跳舞。
I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes, but by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor.
我也必更加卑微，自己看为轻贱，你所说的那些婢女，她们倒要尊敬我。
And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death.
扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女。
So David says that the proper response to this event is joy.
所以大卫说，啊，对上帝的这个约柜，这个应该的这个反应就是喜乐。
That the ark of the Lord that represents God's presence is finally going to dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
约柜代表着神的同在啊，这个约柜最现在终于要来到耶路撒冷了。
So in the same way, Jesus tells the crowd that the proper response to his arriving is joy.
所以耶稣也以同样的方式说，恰当的对他来到的降临的反应也应当是喜乐。
Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem marks the beginning of the culmination of God's plan of salvation.
耶稣进入耶路撒冷啊，是标志着神的计划的那个最终完成的一个开始。
He enters Jerusalem for the Passover. He has the Last Supper Passover meal with his disciples. He's betrayed and he turned over to the Jewish rulers.
啊，他在逾越节进入耶路撒冷，和门徒一起共进最后的这个逾越节的晚餐，最后被卖交给这个犹太人的领袖啊，最终导致这个最终结局于十字架上的受死啊，为我们承担了所有的刑罚。
All ending on the cross where Jesus will die to take the punishment for our sins. This is the plan that God has been putting into place since the beginning of history.
啊，这就是神在历史开始的时候就为我们预备好的计划。
Now that promised time is finally happening.
所以神预定要发生的事情最终发生了。
How can people's response be anything other than joy?
所以我们的反应啊，我们除了喜乐之外啊，怎么可以再有其他的反应呢？
Jesus goes so far as to say that if humans are made in God's image won't praise God, that even rocks will cry out praise.
耶稣在这里说，如果按着神的形象来造的人不为耶稣的到来而喜乐欢欣的话，那么连石头都会呼叫起来。
Imagine Jesus coming into Jerusalem, and all of creation is longing for this moment.
啊，想象一下，耶路撒冷来到，迎来了耶稣基督，他是万有的创造者，所有的人啊都要为此欢欣快乐。
Not just people that are going to be redeemed.
啊，不单单是那些被救赎出，将要被救赎出来的人。
But Paul says in his epistles, all of creation groans.
啊，保罗在他的书信里说，创造的所有万物都要呼喊啊他的降临。
And so even the rocks are just waiting to praise God for His plan of salvation finally coming to pass.
所以所有的人都在为等待他的救赎的成就。
And maybe they're content just to listen because the praise is already coming from His disciples.
所以他们知道这个救赎已经来到了他的门徒的面前。
And maybe there's some rocks there like, just give me a chance, just give me a chance, I just want to praise God.
所以这些石头也会在说啊，给我一个机会，让我能够赞美神。
And so as we head into Easter, Palm Sunday reminds us to be joyful.
所以当我们来到复活节的时候，这也就提醒我们要我们的态度应该是喜乐的。
We're even given the picture in Revelation chapter 7 of worship in heaven where the redeemed are going to be waving what? Palm branches.
我们在启示录中也看到了这个用棕树枝来挥舞来迎接我们的救主。
Now I know a lot of it is a cultural thing. We're not that great at showing joy.
我知道这很多是跟我们的文化有关我们并不是很善于在外面表达我们的喜乐。
I was visiting just a local community church in New Jersey one time.
我有一次在新泽西访问一家当地的教会。
And it was such a culture shock.
这是一个文化上的震荡。
The band starts playing, and there are people out of their seats. They're dancing around in the aisles.
这个乐队开始演奏了，然后崇拜的人就在聚会的地方开始跳舞起来。
Some lady found a ribbon on a stick, and she was like waving it around.
有一位姊妹拿着一个绸带绑在一根棍子上，她就开始挥舞。
And in part, it kind of made me sad.
从某个方面上来看我感到很忧伤。
Because all of it was just emotions.
因为所有的这一切可能只是情绪。
They hadn't spoken about Jesus yet.
他们还没有说到耶稣基督。
They hadn't talked about the cross.
他们也没有讲到十字架。
They hadn't talked about salvation.
他们也没有讲到救赎。
They hadn't talked about the fact that we are God's treasured possession.
他们也没有讲到我们是神所珍爱的。
Bought with the blood of Jesus.
也没有讲到耶稣的宝血。
And they're dancing around for joy.
然后他们在欢喜快乐中跳舞。
What are they dancing for?
他们这样的跳舞为的又是什么呢？
But we proclaim the glories and the mysteries of Christ. How much more should we be filled with joy?
当我们谈到耶稣荣耀的奥秘的时候，我们又该如何的欢喜快乐呢？
That joy rightly belongs to us.
那个喜乐是应该属于我们的。
So rejoice, church.
是一个喜乐的教会。
I don't expect you to be dancing in the aisles.
我今天并不是要你们站起来，大家在座位当中跳舞。
But maybe next week as we come here on Easter Sunday, I want to see a big grin on your face.
我当下个礼拜复活节的时候我也不希望我也不希望在你们脸上看到不高兴的表情。
As if there's a joy inside your heart that just can't stay contained.
因为在你们内里的喜乐是 是不能抑制得住的。
So let us remember to be joyful.
所以让我们啊再次被提醒啊，我们是应该喜乐的。
I'll go through the next couple points a little faster.
啊，下面两点我要说的快一点。
The second comparison can be found in verses 41 to 44.
啊，第二个对比是四十一到四十四节。
And that is the sorrow of Jesus and the ignorance of Jerusalem.
啊，是。对比是耶稣的忧伤和耶路撒冷的无知的之间的对比。
As Jesus comes to Jerusalem, he feels the bitterness of what John wrote of in John chapter 1, verses 9 to 11.
当耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候，他可能感受到了这个约翰福音第一章啊，他写到的那种苦涩。
That he comes into his own and his own people do not receive him.
因为他来到自己的百姓当中，他们却不接待他。
Even though the crowd has just been announcing Jesus as king, he knows that the crowd of Jerusalem is going to have a very different reaction.
虽然众人都宣告了耶稣是君王啊，但是这个耶路撒冷的那群人啊，会很快的并不欢迎他。
And very soon they're going to be calling him a criminal and asking the Roman government to crucify him.
很快他们就会把他称为一个罪犯啊，要罗马政府把他钉在十字架上。
Yet this is not what fills Jesus with sorrow.
啊，但这并不是耶稣充满忧伤的原因。
God's people's rejection of Jesus is part of the plan.
啊，神的百姓啊，就是在耶路撒冷对。耶稣的这个拒绝是神计划的一部分。
So Jesus knows it must happen.
所以耶稣知道这是必须发生的事情。
But he also knows that rejecting Jesus means judgment.
然而，因为他也知道拒绝耶稣也就意味着审判。
Jesus sorrows for the Jerusalem that he loves, that's filled with the people that he loves.
他为着他所爱的耶路撒冷啊感到忧伤。因为那里充满了他所爱的人。
Because he knows that they're going to face judgment for rejecting him.
因为他知道他们将因为拒绝他而受到刑罚和审判。
He talks about the destruction of Jerusalem.
他也讲到了耶路撒冷的毁灭。
And he specifically says this is not because of the Romans. This is because you did not know the time of your visitation.
他也特别说了，这并不是因为罗马人所要对你们做的，而是你们不知道眷顾你们的时候。
So as we head into Easter, Palm Sunday reminds us to sorrow.
所以，当我们在棕榈日迎接复活节的时候，我们也想到了这个忧伤。
To grieve over those who reject the good news that Easter brings.
为那些对复活节所带来的好消息拒绝这个好消息的人，我们感到忧伤。
That the rejection of Jesus is not just a personal preference with no consequences.
拒绝耶稣基督并不是一个个人的喜好的选择这个选择并非没有是严重的后果。
But it is a choice with dire consequences.
这个选择是有一个相当严重的后果。
And so, as we head into Easter, we grieve for those that reject Jesus.
当我们迎来复活节的时候，我们也为那些拒绝耶稣的人感到忧伤。
We pray for them on our knees.
我们愿意跪下来为他们祷告。
Lord, have mercy.
神啊，怜悯他们。
We plead with them not to miss the time of the Lord's appearing.
我们恳求他们不要错过这位要来的主。
So as we get ready for Easter, Palm Sunday reminds us to be joyful and it reminds us to also be sorrowful.
所以当我们在这个棕树节的时候，我们一方面要喜乐，但我们要提醒自己，我们应该感到忧伤的地方。
Verses 45 to 48. Palm Sunday reminds us to have a passion for God instead of a passion for self.
所以在45节到48节，我们也看到另一个是对 对神的热心和对自己的热心。
What follows is two very short accounts together.
啊，我们可以看到这里面有两个很简短的记述。
Both show Jesus' priorities as he enters Jerusalem.
两者啊都向我们说明，当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，啊，他最优先的这个次序考量是什么
？What's his first, the first place he goes to?
他第一个去的地方是哪里
？Maybe when we go to visit some place, the first place we go to is the hotel.
我们当去外地的一个地方，我们第一个去的地方可能是旅馆。
But the first place that Jesus goes is the temple.
但耶稣的一个地方是圣殿。
And this contrasts with what we see that worship has become in Jerusalem.
而这个跟啊这个在耶路撒冷这个敬拜的场所已经变成了什么地方，形成了对比。
So the first story in verses 45 to 46.
所以在45节到46节。
Jesus cast out the sellers.
耶稣进了店，赶出了啊里面做买卖的人。
And his priorities are clear.
啊，所以他的优先次序是很清楚的。
Because he says, "My house shall be a house of prayer."
因为说我的殿是祷告的殿。
Now, of course, God's temple should be focused on the worship of God.
当然，神的殿的中心是敬拜神。
But as Jesus enters the temple, the priorities of Jerusalem are equally as clear.
当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候，啊，他们的这个优先次序也是同样很清楚的。
Jesus said, "You've made it a den of robbers."
啊，你们把它变成贼窝了。
The focus of the temple has been taken off of God and turned to commerce.
圣殿的关注点从神变成了商业交易。
And not just regular commerce.
啊，也不只是啊普通的商业交易。
Unfair commerce.
啊，这是啊不公平的商业交易。
Robbing and taking advantage of people for profit.
啊啊，剥削啊利用啊这别人啊是得以谋得暴利。
Now why would there be a market in the temple in the first place?
为什么圣殿里面会有这样一个市场呢？
I'm sure at one point in time, the sellers were enabling worship.
我想很在可能在最早的时间里面啊，这些做买卖的人可能是更加一方面促进了这个敬拜的活动。
Because people were supposed to bring their offerings, their sacrifices to Jerusalem, to offer them to God.
因为很多人是要从别的地方把他们的供物祭物来到拿到圣殿里面献给神。
But what if you live far away?
如果你离耶路撒冷或者圣殿住得很远呢？
It's hard enough making that long journey with maybe all your family, all your kids, and then to bring animals along with you.
所以你如果住得远的话，你要把你的家人、你的小孩从远途啊，一家人、小孩还有祭物啊，长途跋涉才能来到这个耶路撒冷的圣殿。
So in Deuteronomy, God allows a provision for the people to sell their animals at home and just bring the money with them.
所以在生命记里啊，神在律法中允许啊，如果那些离耶路撒冷或圣殿住得远的，可以把那些祭物换成钱啊，然后在带到耶路撒冷圣殿。
And I'm sure it helped worship a lot when they came to Jerusalem and there were sellers ready to sell sacrifices.
所以当他们远道来到耶路撒冷的时候，来到圣殿的时候，啊，这些人就会在圣殿做买卖，卖那些他们所需要奉献的供物祭物。
But over time, the focus had shifted from the worship of God to now profit.
所以时间一久，这个关注的中心就从向神的敬拜变成了做买卖牟利。
Something that was initially probably good distracted people and became a worship of self instead of a worship of God.
那些本来是好的事情啊，帮助人们来敬拜神的事情，现在转变成了把人从对自己的利益的关注。
The second section, verses 47 to 48.
啊，这个然后是我们看第四 第二部分第四十七到第四十八节
has a similar focus.
也有同样的一个关注的地方。
Jesus doesn't just teach on the first day, he teaches for many days, we're told.
耶稣不仅仅是在第一天在圣殿教训人，他是一直在圣殿教训人。
And Jesus teaching in the temple causes, again, two different reactions.
耶稣在圣殿里天天的教训人，产生了两种不同的反应。
We're told that the Jewish leaders want to destroy Jesus.
我们看到，耶稣的，这个，犹太人的领袖想要杀掉他。
Why is that?
为什么？
Well, can't be because of what Jesus was teaching.
因为，这不可能是因为耶稣所教导的内容。
If Jesus was teaching something wrong, the Jewish leaders would easily be able to arrest him or imprison him for blasphemy or heresy.
如果耶稣的教导有错误，有违圣经的话，那么犹太人的领袖就很容易的就是公开的去控告他逮捕他因为他所说的可能是亵渎或者是异端。
But of course, we know there's nothing wrong with Jesus' teaching.
当然，我们知道耶稣的教导并没有任何的错误。
What the Jewish leaders were getting so upset about was now for the first time, they weren't the center of attention.
他们真正感到不安的是因为他们是有史以来第一次他们已经 不再是所关注的焦点。
They're usually the ones doing the teaching.
他们本来是那些教导人的人。
They're the ones guiding the people to God.
他们是那些把众人引导向神的那些人。
But in reality, the focus is themselves.
但是在事实上他们所叫人关注的是他们自己。
And so now, as Jesus is teaching, the focus is shifting from them back to God.
所以耶稣的教导是要人们把关注重新回到神身上。
And they're getting upset.
所以他们就感到不安。
But they won't do anything because Luke records the crowd hung on his every word.
但是他们做不了什么，因为众人都要去侧耳听耶稣说的话。
So it's not, you know, Jesus' charisma or his good looks that attracts the crowd. It's his teaching.
这并不是耶稣有所谓的领袖魅力或者他的外貌来吸引人，而是耶稣他本身的教导来吸引人的地方。
He's leading the people back.To God the Father.
是他带着百姓能够回到父神面前。
I mean, if any sermons were recorded throughout all of history, I would love to hear these teachings.
如果耶稣的当时在圣殿里所有的这些讲道如果被记录下的时候，我真是想听到他当时在圣殿里的这些教训人的话。
Can you imagine the Son of God?Teaching about God the Father.
你能想象一下神的爱子来教导我们关于父神的事情吗？
Surely there's been no better sermon than that.
这是世界上最好的讲道，没有任何讲章会超过这个。
And I'm sure our response would be like the response of Mary, Mary's sister of Martha in Luke chapter 10.
所以我们的回应是不是应该像在路加福音前面第十章里面马大的那个反应
？And we remember that as Mary is at Jesus' feet listening to him, Jesus says, "One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her."
我们的反应是不是应该像玛丽一样，而不像马大他说：“马大，马大，你有许多。”是思虑忧烦，但是玛丽已经选上那上好的福分。
So as we head into Easter, Palm Sunday reminds us to sit at Jesus' feet and focus our attention on God.
所以当复活节来临的时候，这也提醒我们，我们的关注的点是在主身上。我们要像玛利亚那样来到耶稣的脚前，专注在主身上。
Because there's so many things in our lives that start out good, but turn not good when they become the focus instead of God.
所以我们生命当中很多的事情开始是好的，当我们的关注点从神身上移开，转到他们的身上的时候， 他们就变得不好了。
Your job is a gift from God.
你的工作是神所赐给你的。
Your family is a gift from God.
你的家庭也是神所赐给你的。
Your schooling is a gift from God.
你的教育、你的学校也是神所赐的。
Your hobbies are a gift from God.
啊，你的喜好也是神所赐给你的。
But they're never meant to be the focus of worship.
但他们都不是你所敬拜的中心。
They're never meant to be the focus of your life.
他们从来不应该是你生命的中心。
And so Palm Sunday reminds us to turn our eyes and focus back onto God.
所以棕树节也提醒我们把关注，把我们的注意力回到神的身上。
And it reminds us to dig into God's word and to get Jesus' teaching in us.
也提醒我们更深的能够学神的话语，能够从那里得到我们的教导。
And it's when we're in God's word that some of that response from the Jewish leaders kind of come out of us.
所以当我们来到神的话的面前啊，这些犹太人当时的反应可能也会从我们身上出来。
Because there's always going to be something that Jesus says or the Bible says that our own pride is not going to like.
所以总有耶稣所说的一些话啊，从话语里面出来的真理啊，会冒犯到我们自己的骄傲。
Some part of our lives that we don't want to give up control.
啊，我们生命当中啊，有很多部分我们不愿意放弃我们自己的掌控。
Something in our lives that we do not want to surrender to God.
我们不想把自己的这一切降服在神的面前。
And God's word pokes and prods us and tells us surrender all.
啊，神的话却无处的不在啊。刺激我们要把我们的自己一切啊放卸在神的面前。
And so we surrender our pride and we sit at Jesus' feet and we listen.
所以我们放下我们的骄傲，我们来到耶稣的脚前，我们就倾听他的话。
So this is Palm Sunday and we still have a week till Easter.
啊，今天是棕树节，我们还有一个礼拜啊，就是复活节。
Let us take this week.Of preparation.
啊，让我们能够做这个一个星期的一个准备。
With the reminders to be joyful.
让我们啊时时啊能够被提醒，我们应该喜乐。
With the reminders to be joyful, I mean to be sorrowful.
我们也应该忧伤。
And the reminder to turn our eyes to God.
也提醒我们把我们的眼目关注在。神的身上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Palm Sunday.
我们在天上的父，我们为着这个棕树节，我们感谢你。
With even just a simple reminder that our faith is not based on just ideas, but it is based on things that happened in history.
这是一个简单的提醒，我们的信仰不仅仅是一些理念，也是根植于真实发生的历史上的事件。
That around 2,000 years ago, Jesus really came into Jerusalem on this day.
啊，在2000年前，耶稣基督确实在这一天进入耶路撒冷。
And a week later, he really went to the cross.
在一星期后，他确实是走上十字架。
And 3 days later, rose again.
三天后，他复活了。
So Lord, on this Palm Sunday, remind us.
所以在这个棕树，棕榈主日啊，请你提醒我们。
On this Palm Sunday.Restore us.
在这个棕榈主日的时候，你来恢复我们。
On this Palm Sunday, prepare us.
你来预备我们。
Give us a joy that we cannot contain.
啊，把那个不能抑制住的喜乐赐给我们。
For the proper reaction to everything you are and everything you've done for us.Can be no less than utter joy.
因为你所为我们所做的一切，我们所恰当的回应啊， 只有喜乐，而不是任何其他的事情。
But in the midst of that joy, remind us to sorrow over sin.
在这个喜乐之后，啊，你也提醒我们，啊，为着罪而忧伤。
And sorrow over those that are lost.
啊，为着那些失丧的人，我们感到忧伤。
And to pray that that joy that is ours may be others as well.
也求你让我们把那些让我们成为喜乐的那些事情，也能够让别人能够得到这样的喜乐。
And to focus our eyes off of the things of this world and onto you.
把我们的眼目从这个世界上移开来，而关注在你的身上。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
我们感谢你，我们奉主耶稣伟大的名。
Amen.
Amen.